It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The building that once housed the American Folk Art Museum will be demolished, despite the efforts of preservationists who argued in favor of protecting it. The Museum of Modern Art now owns the building on West 53rd Street and has decided not to incorporate it into its 100,000-square-foot expansion, unveiled yesterday. Here with a review of MoMA's plan is Justin Davidson, New York Magazine's classical music and architecture critic. Hi, Justin. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Hello.
MoMA made the decision to tear down the American Folk Art Museum following a review from the firm that's designing its expansion, Diller, Scofidio, and Renfro. Do you agree with their recommendation?
No, I don't. I think it's a terrible shame. This is a really valuable, idiosyncratic, quirky New York building that really deserved to be And preserving it, I think, should have been a priority for the museum instead of just treating it like a piece of real estate.
Do you think they could do what they want to do in terms of expansion with the building as it now is?
No, they can't do what they want to do, but what they want to do is predicated on tearing it down. So it's a little bit circular. I mean, basically, they need to be able to get access from the existing building to the new expansion, which is on the other side, on the other side of the Folk Art Museum. And so in order to do that, they have to build a bridge across the site where the Folk Art Museum is. Obviously, you can't do that and leave the building intact. I mean, those are contradictory desires. So they privilege one over the other. I still think there are ways of accommodating the conflicting programs, but it requires compromising on a vision and, valuing the work of architecture that's there as a museum ought to. This is, after all, a museum that has a fabulous architecture collection. So here they have a really important work of architecture that's just sitting right next door, and rather than valuing it as if it were an artifact in their collection, they're going to tear it down.
The expansion will make new gallery spaces and the garden open to the public for free. That seems like a good thing, right? What do you think of the plan overall?
I mean, I think that there are good things about opening, certainly, the sculpture garden onto 54th Street and opening that to the public. That is a good thing. That's got nothing to do with the Folk Art Museum. You can do both in that case. Because it's on 54th, not on 53rd. And there are other things that they're opening, and that in the lobby, and that's really largely a matter of relieving congestion and changing where the ticket barrier is. That's a very logistical problem, and it's a technocratic solution. I'm not saying it's a bad one, but I really feel strongly that if you're going to take down an important piece of architecture, then you have to replace it with something that's equally wonderful and that's self-evident and that's inspired. And you don't draw inspiration from placing a ticket barrier in a certain place or making the lobby function more efficiently or even making certain sections open to the public as opposed to, making it necessary to buy a ticket. Those are technical issues, and they're sort of on a different clean and a different category, really, from the ethical issue of destroying this building.
The American Folk Art Museum was built in 2001. Is it unusual for a building that's relatively new to get this kind of attention and call for preservation?
Yeah, sure, it's unusual. The whole situation is unusual, and one reason it's unusual is that the building is. And I'll tell you, in a city that is increasingly all glass, that is being built according to some very standardized formula, to have a building that has texture, that is small, that is idiosyncratic and quirky and, faces onto the street in this particular way, all those are great New York values. They're something that we should be preserving, not just out of a kind of cultish because it's there, therefore it's good attitude, but because it really represents something valuable about New York. The alternative in this case is to tear it down and continue a kind of monolithic structure that extends almost the entire block of 53rd, which is the way the rest of New York is going. And I think this is a sort of real kind of resistance in favor of character, not just of age.
Justin Davidson is New York Magazine's classical music and architecture critic. Thank you so much for joining us, Justin.
Thank you, Eddie.
This is WNYC.